by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 18th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of the publisher Clifton Keith Hillegass, born in Rising City, Nebraska, 1918, the man behind those black and yellow-striped pamphlets that you use to read up on Moby Dick at the very last minute the night before you take a test on it, the man behind Cliff's notes. It's the birthday of the lawyer Clarence Darrow, born in Kinsman, Ohio, 1857, who said, "I never killed a man, but I have read many obituaries with a lot of pleasure." And it's the anniversary of two big dates in American history, the San Francisco earthquake in 1906 and the ride of Paul Revere, 1775. The San Francisco earthquake struck 1906, a Wednesday morning near dawn, 5:12, lasted for a little over a minute. The San Andreas Fault moved about 23 feet. A policeman said the streets began to dance and rear and roll in waves like a rough sea in a squall, then sank in places and vomited up car tracks and the tunnels that carried the cable. Wooden structures caught fire. The fire raged for 3 days. Most of the city burned to the ground. And the ride of Paul Revere, as Henry Wadsworth Longfellow made famous in his poem that begins, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere." On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. Paul Revere was 40 years old at the time. He was a silversmith and a craftsman. He was the father of 16 children, but nonetheless, he committed this act of high treason against the British crown by warning revolutionary forces of the coming British attack. He had a grudge against the British. He had served as an officer during the French and Indian War, and though he was fighting on the side of the British, he felt that he and other colonists were treated as second-class citizens. He spent several months of the winter of 1757 with a group of colonial soldiers at Fort William Henry on Lake George, waiting for the British to come rescue them with food and supplies, and the British didn't arrive until spring. There were 2,500 men who lived on starvation rations, and Revere never forgot that and never forgave the British. On the night of April 18, 1775, he heard that the British troops were planning to head up to Lexington and Concord, and he set out for Lexington to warn of the British plans. Henry Longfellow took some license in his poem. In his poem, Paul Revere is the only messenger warning that the British are coming, when in fact there were several messengers. And also, Paul Revere never shouted, "The British are coming." What he did shout was, "The regulars are out." Here's a poem for today by Kevin Fitzpatrick, entitled Characters. Aunt Dooley is here wallpapering our kitchen. She is 71 years old, but still paints silos and moves pianos. If I bet her, she will touch her palms to the floor without bending her knees. When she first sees me, long hair and beard, she comes down the ladder waving her brush. "Judas Priest, Kev, when I was a girl, they used to beat guys like you with chairs." She's been going up and down this last hour, as if her ladder is an escalator, telling me about drunken grave diggers or the grocer who wouldn't serve lawyers. I'm afraid she'll slip or faint, but she is coming down the ladder, telling me about Barney Ruckle in the back pew, quietly mocking each bead during the rosary. "Gimme a nickel, Mary, gimme a nickel, Mary, gimme a nickel." Going up the ladder, because she really does have work to do, she pauses halfway and says, "You know, they're all dead now, all those characters who used to make us laugh." Characters, a poem by Kevin Fitzpatrick, from Down on the Corner, published by Midwest Villages and Voices, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.